From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Today is the first day of hurricane season, and for the next several days, we'll be bringing you stories to make sure you're prepared. But if you were living in South Florida back in August of 1992, then you'll remember that fateful night when Hurricane Andrew arrived.
Okay.
Oh, we understand okay. We are back, though.
Okay, well, now we're back on Channel 4. Let me say this so that everybody gets out their radio.
And you'll also remember the voice of meteorologist Brian Norcross, the voice that got you and me through that horrible storm. This year is the 25th anniversary of Hurricane Andrew. Brian Norcross has a new book out, My Hurricane Andrew Story, the story behind the preparation, the terror, the resilience, and the renowned TV coverage of the great hurricane of 1992. And he's joining me now in studio. Brian Norcross, such a pleasure. Thank you.
Such a pleasure to be here, Lewis. Thank you.
What's the first memory that comes back for you when people talk about Hurricane Andrew?
My strongest memory is that Wednesday after the storm, when I really didn't know what was going to happen. You know, I didn't know if South Dade could recover. It had spiraled into such despair. And is this going to be unrecoverable? Because you had people that hadn't slept in days, people with their guns, with the looters. It was complete anarchy. And nobody seemed to be able to take control.
Have you ever been through before, Andrew, any natural disaster close to that?
I went through a couple of hurricanes in the 60s up in the Melbourne area where I was living as a teenager. Really, what prepared me for Andrew was that when I came to Miami in 1983, I spent a lot of time at the history museums working on feature stories on the history of South Florida. And if you study the history of South Florida, you learn that, oh my God, this is really a hurricane-prone place. And it occurred to me that if this ever happened while I was in the weather business, people were going to be looking at people like me especially, and they're going to be asking, all right, what do we do now?
Yeah, because I also wonder, too, what did Andrew do to South Florida?
First of all, it collapsed the insurance system in Miami-Dade County, and Bill Nelson, who's Senator Bill Nelson now, was insurance commissioner at the time, and he could see that that was just the tip of the iceberg. Also, the building codes. The pre-Andrew building code was really quite good, but there were two issues. The biggest issue was that it was not being enforced in the years before Andrew. So many homes built in the 80s and into the early 90s were not built according to code because it was not a prescribed system for how the code would be enforced.
What is your biggest concern, and what do you hope people will get from the book, not just a history lesson, but the reality that this is an area prone to be hit by hurricanes?
I hope that people realize that storms can be worse than you can imagine. The biggest concern is, one, is people that stay near the water, but perhaps the biggest unrecognized threat is people getting stranded. Once the storm is over, the roads will be covered in sand. In 1926, we're about a 3 feet deep sand in Miami Beach. So no ambulances, no police, cars left outside will be ruined, probably no power, no water, and likely no communications. So you'll have people stuck in buildings and neighborhoods really literally on their own. And if they don't have a transistor radio, they won't even know what's going on outside.
That was Brian Norcross, the former meteorologist at WTVJ in Miami back in 1992, the voice who talked a lot of us through Hurricane Andrew. Tonight, to commemorate Andrew's arrival in South Florida, History Miami is hosting an exhibition, and the WLRN History Miami Story recording booth will be at the museum, and we invite you to visit the booth and record your story with us. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.